So let's talk a little bit about ministers in the marketplace. We've talked a lot about those who are in the church and kind of what that looks like. But how do we take that concept and address it to the world outside of the four walls of what we call our traditional church experience? And so when we look at it, and this is just going to be a small version of this. This is something that you can give a lot of, or that I could give a lot more information on, in which we do, and I will in some of the other audios. But a marketplace minister, we deal with them being a servant, and they're called by God. And it's usually through the local church. It's supposed to be through the local church. Unfortunately, a lot of times, because the local churches are mainly focused on themselves, not in every instance. This does not apply to every church. But in the scenario where these kind of ministers are not identified, is a church that is focused on one type of administration of God's Spirit. Even though we see in the Bible that the Holy Spirit gives diverse gifts and different administrations of those gifts. When we look in Corinthians 12, we see that God has given, different gifts. In 1 Corinthians, just to be exact, that He's given different administrations by his spirit. And these could be the same gift titles, but they function totally different according to their administration. But it's all for God's purpose. So if we know that there's people who are evangelists or who are missionaries who go outside the walls of a local church, then we see that that God still can easily use these people in different avenues of what we may not like say, okay, well, they're going to go and plant a traditional church. Like they're going to go and start a church in a building in the four walls, as some people identify it as. But they will take that same experience of church and take it to those who are in a prison or those who are in hospitals or those who are in a business world, in the media world, or the government. They may work in government. God puts his people all over the planet in different places and different jobs, and they don't realize that God has made them a minister to those people in those environments because nobody actually in the local church, particularly the leadership, doesn't help them identify that because they're not hearing God as they did in Antioch. They heard the Spirit of God say, separate them to the work that I've called them. So, being Paul and Barnabas. So, we see that the local church has a very influential aspect in the world because they have in the leadership those who should be hearing God to help identify the next upcoming leaders and who should be sent to expand the kingdom. And we do need people to stay in the local church. Because what I call it is like the base camp. You need people who are working in the base camp to be effective in the field. You can't have everybody go out there and do the same thing. But the people in the local church, most of them are outside in the society. They're in the world with other people, from shopping centers to retail stores to carnivals, giving tours at a safari, whatever. Just so many different things that people are involved in, and they're in the church, but they have jobs and everything else outside. But these are spheres that God will use these kind of ministers to invade, to take the kingdom of heaven there, to even plant churches in those environments, and to and more importantly, to share the message of the gospel which churches are planted from that, because when you bring the kingdom and the message of the gospel, God develops churches, God creates new communities from that. And then sometimes it's to bring others to a already existing local church that exists. But when we look at the percentage of people who are in the local church versus those who are in leadership position who are mainly there stationary, we see that the percentage of the congregation that's not working in the local churches are that percentage is a much greater number than those who are working in the local church in most cases. So we need to be identifying others who are called to outside aspects of ministry. And these leaders take the gospel, they're called through the, by the Spirit through the local congregation. They will follow God's Spirit and listen to Him lead them and guide them into who to talk to, when to talk to people, what to say to them. And they will be willing to lose things to obtain the kingdom of heaven, or to obtain souls experiencing the kingdom of heaven in their lives. And it doesn't mean that they go and be silly, like they just go and be foolish to automatically put themselves in a jeopardizing situation. An example would be if you know that you're in a job that is really big on not talking to people about God or bringing religion or any of that stuff. You have to be wise, and that's usually done on a one-on-one basis, and it may not even be done on the grounds, with the on the grounds of the job, or like the property where the job is. So there's different ways that God will give if we hear Him, but we need ministers everywhere, because we're all ministers in one way or another. That's what a lot of people don't realize, that they see ministers as those who are in the front lines and preaching in a pulpit, or running a big crusade, or doing these great house church movements or church plant movements or whatever, and or pastoring and or teaching others, in front of groups of people. But God doesn't just move that way. He moves on a one-on-one. He may have some people be the pastor of five people, and this is what God called him to do. But we can't look down on that, like, oh well, you got five people. What about 5,000 that this church have, or 500 that this church have? All these churches, and even ministers, a lot of time, they look at the success of somebody else and relate their success based off of the other person's success. And it's like God calls us to do and reach different people. And you may be one who reaches 500. You may be one who reaches 5 million. You may be one who reaches 5 billion. But here's the thing. Jesus had a lot of followers with him, right? A lot of people listen to him. They follow him. But he only discipled 12, only 12 that were disciples, that were intimate in close proximity. And those 12, well, minus Judas, revolutionized the world. The church was birthed, and they revolutionized the world, right? So, of course, for Judas, Matthias was selected. But yeah, these original 12 were the ones who was with him constantly and being discipled by him. And obviously Matthias was somewhere a part of that, because the disciples, when they prayed for who to replace Judas, they needed somebody who was with them from the beginning. So who was with Jesus, who obviously knew Jesus and was around him at some point. But he didn't disciple thousands. He discipled billions, starting with those 12. And those 12 went and shared with others. And those that were reached by those 12 were sharing with others. And those that was reached by those who was reached by those 12 were sharing with others. So it just spread out. It's spread, and this is how the Holy Spirit does things. But we can't look at how many people we have to minister to, how big or how small the number is. We have to look at the effectiveness of the Holy Spirit. Is God leading this charge, and is God's Spirit doing what He wants done to expand the kingdom? And one of those ways is through marketplace, what we call or we'll call marketplace ministers, but they're just ministers of the gospel who are sent out to reach other people in non-traditional settings, in non-traditional ways, in non-traditional environments, but being led by the Holy Spirit. It's always been us that kind of slows God's work down, but that's because we get used to a certain pattern and we say that's God, that's all. But if the church in Antioch would have got used to the pattern of Paul and Barnabas just being with them and not hearing God that it was time to release them to do the work of the kingdom even more effectively than that local church would have been able to, then they would have totally missed man, the Gentiles being reached. That's us, beyond the local church of Antioch. And even more obviously would have missed being a part of that expansion of God's kingdom that has reached far beyond anything that they could have ever imagined by them just sending out two guys to do the work that God had called them to do.